Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, and what's up? It's Amy E. Welcome to the show. I'm your host, Amy Edwards, and this is a show about finding your inner rock star, overcoming fear, transforming life, and making it into its most rockin' version. I'm a lot of things, and I am a rock and roll artist. That's one of them. Podcast host, author, radio host at Austin 360 Radio, actress. I do a lot of things, and a mom. And I share what I've learned from my life and growing through music and all these other things that I have done over the years, and all the things that I've learned in transforming my life and expanding out of my comfort zone. I share them all here as I continue to push and learn and grow. And if you want to hear my music, it's just a click away. You can go to my website, amyedwards.com, or it's all on Spotify as well. All right, so I believe that we can grow and transform and improve every single day with just a little effort and attention to it. And I'm all about building these daily practices that can get us up-leveled and vibing higher and higher all the time. The show's about an hour long, and our focus this week is renewal. First, I'm going to tell you what I've learned. Next is our affirmation segment called Go Aff Yourself with our affirmation maven and the founder of StickWithIt.co, Jill Faulkner. And finally is BYOB. Build your own brand, brain, and business with certified brand consultant Bijou Finney. And I like to give a note up front. I believe hard in transformation for the better, and I do this work because I need it. And I try to live all the things I talk about on this show. And yeah, that can be challenging, but I'm here to tell you it is worth the work. Because I just posted this on my Instagram the other day, that even with the ups and downs of life that I experienced too, doing the work means that we can recover quicker and we get through the down times a little bit quicker. They don't last as long. We strengthen that self-love. We strengthen the relationship with ourselves and the connection to the divine and the connection to ourselves. And then as a result, we're living in a way that just vibes higher and reaches new levels and bounces back quicker. And life is more happy and fulfilling every moment in the now as a result. And allowing that now to be the best it can be all the time, which if you think about it, and I know, I always say this, that's all there is. All there is really this moment. That's it. So let's get to today. Let's rock our renewal. Renewal came up for me a lot this week. Maybe, you know, I might have been looking for it because it was my birthday week. And I think there was, you know, a lot to that. The evaluation of your birthday, years gone by, another trip around the sun, all that. I don't know. Sometimes we're looking for things, we get what we're looking for, right? So first off, before the birthday, about a week ago, I went to finish my Reiki training. So I'm very excited to announce that I'm now a certified Reiki master. Yay. Anyway, when I went to do it, she had me draw a card to start us off from her deck. And guess what I drew? Yeah, renewal. The color of renewal in that deck anyway was red, which surprised me. And I'm not sure why, but it did. I mean, red is tied to action and, you know, fire and all that. And so I don't know what I was expecting actually, but it does make sense. And we found it to be tied to the root chakra. And the color red was all around us. She had worn a full red outfit that day. I had almost worn red, which was weird. There were a couple of other red things that came up in her room even, which was interesting. It's fun to find those synchronicities sometimes, right? So her card was about how we see the abundance around us when things change unexpectedly in our lives. And it was an angel and oracle card from the Archangel deck that she's got, the Archangel Oracle deck. And they were tied to chakra wisdom. The card itself was about, and I'm reading this from the website about the renewal card, how you feel in the face of change and whether fears and doubts take over or if we embrace the new. And it was encouraging me to embrace change, breathe through it, and let the universe guide me in the right direction, right? So it's interesting that it for me, that it was tied to this root chakra. Now, backing up a little bit, usually I'm thinking about our topics in smaller, more practical ways and how we can apply those and, you know, build them baby stepping through daily action. However, with renewal, I found myself focusing on this bigger picture, probably because of my birthday. I turned 48 and I got an almost final draft of my divorce decree. So there's a big change there, right? I mean, my day-to-day life won't really change, but I think there's like that feeling inside you when you know something like that is still going on, right? Plus, I'm on the cusp of starting a new show and I'm thinking about something all new there. So I have these big picture life changes on my mind. But Jill reminded me in our segment today that we can find renewal on this smaller scale and through cycles in our life. And I like that she pulled me back to that. And in BYOB today too, Biju reminded me of practical things we can do to renew the way we work and function. So I loved having these other perspectives. But I found myself still in this big renewal space. And I found myself really wanting to embrace that, whatever that meant. And I found it so interesting, as I mentioned before, seeing it tied to root chakra. So the color is red, and I will tell you too, it's the first chakra. I'm sure you already know all this, but let's just review, right? It's the grounding chakra located at the base of your spine, and it's about earth and laying the foundation for expansion in your life. And I read something on Mind Body Green that sums it up pretty well. It said, the root chakra represents our foundation. On the human body, it sits at the base of the spine and gives us the feeling of being grounded. When the root chakra is open, we feel confident in our ability to withstand challenges and stand on our own two feet. When it's blocked, we feel threatened as if we're standing on unstable ground. So, when we're faced with change, it made me think that this grounding and centering is where it's at. And it's tempting, at least for me, when faced with change to focus the work on things like trust and our voice and self-love and intuition and allowing and surrender, you know, whatever all those things are, things that are more tuned into maybe other chakras. And I think that, frankly, I can neglect my root and focus more on those things in relation to what comes up in my life. And when the root chakra is imbalanced, it can result in overconsumption if it's overactive. And if it's underactive or neglected, it can result in survival mode and insecurity, all of which I'm totally prone to. You know, you can feel that risk and get scared. And I think I was in that mindset too when I started off this week. I was like off in space a bit. I had been drinking more than usual. You know, do you find yourself feeling kind of chaotic and like you can't remember what you did this morning? Yeah, I was like that. My schedule felt overwhelming and everything was just kind of a lot. The news is a lot, all of it. I wasn't making as much time for affirmations for any of my regular self-care or even sleep, really. So this week in my meditations, and I encourage you to give this a try, even right now, if you want to, while you're listening to this, you probably could. Sometimes I'll sit down and in my mind simply envision all my chakras aligned. And as we look at our life and the places that are experiencing renewal, which can also be an upheaval. It can be the birthing of something new. It can be something coming back around again, maybe having grown. That cycle, and Jill and I talk about women and our cycle every month and go after yourself today, and that's definitely connected to the root chakra. When we look at all those ways, we are experiencing a dying of the old and a birthing of the new. We can reside our focus there at the base of our spine and imagine the red glow of energy source there. You know, imagine that red chakra. Imagine it grounding us and connecting us and making us stable and connected and providing a solid foundation. I guess when I said I focus on the other chakras, I think it's about this deep desire to get connected to source, right? And the divine. And we go to our hearts and our heads and above our heads, connecting to that light and that universal energy. But it's just as important to ground ourselves. And that's what I feel called to share this week. That's what my message is about today. I got a little chaotic, right? And I found myself coming back to that grounding and that root energy that connects us to the earth and to our bodies. And I think it's important sexually too, not to neglect that. Sex can get us out of our heads and help ground us if we allow it. It's part of our humanity. And I think it's really important to allow that and not to get too wrapped up in it per se, but, you know, allow the beauty of that part of us. And even if you don't have a partner, I don't think that matters, right? So there's that. Maybe something to think about as you ground yourself this week. And when that root chakra is more grounded, that energy flows upward and through us. And if you aren't reading or haven't read Joe Dispenza's Becoming Supernatural, I've talked about it a lot. There's a lot in there on this and finding that energy flow between our chakras. You can use that same envisioning when you meditate with all your chakras. It's a great way to get out of our head if you struggle with that and have something to focus on when meditating, you know, imagining it in balance and in flow and grounded and centered. I like doing that. And as a result of conscious effort, I will say mine improved, but it took some work. But you know what? In the big picture of things, it's not a lot of work. It's not a lot of work. That's just one of the best things about, you know, these things that we're talking about in this show is that I swear it only takes a little bit of work, but just being consistent about it. So there we go. As we wrap up this segment, remember that I'm creating meditations for you. I created a guided one not too long ago. It's free for download. It's at amyedwards.com/VIP access, or just go to the website and you can find it. So check that out. It's only 16 minutes long and it's a good little push and aid to your meditation practice. So, okay, all that said, let's get to the week's episode. On Go Aff Yourself this week, we talk about our regular affirmation practices and what to do when we're neglecting those. Kind of like I was this week, right? Jill was kind of going through it too. And as I mentioned before, we talk about monthly cycles and the opportunities for renewal in big and small ways. And then Jill just really encouraged me to create space, however it lands, energetically, spiritually, time-wise, physically, allowing space for renewal and how beautiful that can be. And our week's affirmation is, I create space for renewal. On BYOB, Build Your Own Brand, Brain, and Biz with Bijou Finney, we talked about a lot about our phones. And for some reason, we got really into that. And I think it was about, you know, renewing and cleansing, not only like physically, like gut health and things like that, but technologically. Where do we need to find renewal in that space and maybe get out of some bad habits that we've built? We also delved a lot into organization and how to be more organized in your business with your phone and with your phone practices, with your time management. And we got pretty real and candid about that. We also talked about what it means to renew your vows with yourself. And we even talked about our underwear drawers. So anyway, yeah, we sure did. All right. So all that said, remember, download my free meditation when you can. It's at amyedwards.com. And let's hear more rocking some renewal today. Ah, well, good morning and welcome to Go Aff Yourself. Hi.
How's affing going?
Affing. You know what? I'm always affing. It's going great. I'm so grateful for affirmations. I mean, seriously, I've gotten in a habit where I just like recite them in my head when I catch myself drifting off into thinking about maybe something I shouldn't think about. Not shouldn't. I guess that's not the right word, but something that isn't benefiting me or serving me.
Yeah. I've been doing the same lately, actually. Over the last few days, I kind of made this agreement with myself where I would say, okay, if you just, that thought isn't helpful, like it doesn't make you feel good. So right. Just make it a different thought. So not so much of an affirmation, although I think when I think the different thoughts, I'm thinking the thought in a form of affirmation, like I am enough is something that's come up a little bit for me. But yeah, it's recognizing that this thought is not helpful to feeling good. So just move in a different direction.
Yeah. And I've been trying to build that habit, you know, for a while now. And then like the other day, so this week I was busy, you know, and I wasn't doing it as much as I usually do on a normal week or normal days. And so the other day I caught myself like thinking some things and going down sort of a weird thought path. And I was like, wait, no, I need to do the affirmation thing. And I forgot all of them. I mean, like, I just couldn't even think of one. And then finally I found one and I was just like, okay, there's one. And then I went with the one we had for the week and like, then it opened up and I was like, oh yeah, you know, all these, Amy, like you've got all these. So it was weird though. Like if you, I think it's just like this habit. And if you don't keep it up, if you don't keep this habit up, then you can lose it pretty easy. At least it seems to me. At least I can.
Very much so. And I think life, you know, life happens and there's no two ways around that. So I myself have over the last few days also had some disruptions to my, and I wasn't meditating. Did I lose you for a bit?
You just said disruptions, I think, to your schedule. So
yeah. So yeah, disruptions to my schedule. And so you get out of the habit of like meditating for me. And so then I know that that doesn't make me feel good. Right. But life happens. And sometimes when you get up, things need to be addressed and get done. And then you forget. And yeah. It's the same with affirmations, right? Or any yeah. sort of self-care tool that we employ gets put to the wayside when other things require our attention.
Yeah, I know. And even when it's fun stuff, you know, I had my birthday and stuff this mm-hmm. week, but still I felt busy. I was filling in at work. And those are like the first things to go, which is not right. And so yesterday I had a really busy day and I forced myself to meditate just for 5 minutes. I was like, mm-hmm. I'm just going to do it because I felt like I was racing a little bit and I didn't yes. like that.
Yeah. I definitely feel you on that because it's chaos. And even though chaos can be okay, I want to be better equipped to handle it. And keeping the routine or taking those 5 minutes is so important. I just yeah. notice such a difference when I do take that time and when I don't. And what's interesting is we're addressing all the external things, which is what we do all of our lives. And for me, the most important thing is the internal. So the internal then is the first to go because it's not what we're conditioned to pay attention to.
That's really well put and so true. And that was the first thing to go with me. And I had all these external things and I was kind of feeling a little bit like, oh, you know, I had that familiar thing that I've done in the past where you're like, oh my God, how am I going to handle everything? It's too much, you know? Mm-hmm. And then you want to talk to your friend and like, go like, ah, I've got like, oh my God, the sink is leaking. And I don't know. And now I've got to call a plumber and I've got to call my landlord. And I feel like I have a bladder infection. And oh my God, now I got to go to the doctor. How am I going to get my prescription? You know, like I had like all this little host of stuff. And on top yeah. of it, my kids, you know, one of my kids had needed stuff and I was just like, and I had to work, you know? And so really doing it, I felt like I could, and then I felt like I could handle it easier. And then mm-hmm. this morning when I woke up, I looked back on yesterday and I was like, huh, I handled everything yesterday. That's awesome. Great.
I've had the same thing. So I've had a little bit of a bug issue in my apartment and, you know, I needed to have my dog stay somewhere else. And that, like in the end, when I'm reflecting upon the last few days of that everything was okay, being grateful that I had somewhere that story could stay. Yeah. It's not a terrible inconvenience to be living in a bit of shambles because I had to clean out my cabinets and stuff. And it's like, they're coming again in 2 weeks. So can I live like this for 2 weeks with dishes in my bedroom? You know, just, but then when I recenter myself, then I can take a perspective of like, this is fine.
Yeah.
You know, like it's okay. And I don't want to dismiss feelings of frustration or anger or annoyance, but it's coming back to the internal so that it's not so overwhelming.
Yeah, it is. It reminded me just now of that meme, you know, with the dog sipping tea where everything's on fire and he's like,
oh, yes.
Fine. You know?
Yeah.
And, it kind of could be taken like, everything's fine because he's, you know, internally at peace. Maybe when the world's on fire around you.
Right. Right. But so it is that sense of renewal in some way that I have been feeling this way. I've allowed myself to feel those feelings. Uh-huh. I'm working with them. And then I have a renewed sense of calm or a renewed energy because I've taken the time to go internal to process all the things that are happening, why I'm feeling this way, like, what is this really affecting, right? So just having that internal conversation. So it allows me to start from square one, or more like a square one place for me, with a renewed sense of energy or calm, or just starting from a different mental space that I was allowing myself to go down.
I love that, because I have been thinking of renewal in like a bigger scope, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think just because all I've got going on in my life with the divorce and stuff and my birthday, you know, and so it was just coming up. But when I like just bringing it down to just like a daily renewal of that inner thing, calm, peace, whatever it is.
And I think for women, I've been reading this book about our cycle, and there's a renewal every month.
Yeah, every month
that we get, you know, and so how can I be in relation with that differently than I've ever been before? Mm-hmm. So there is opportunities for renewal, grand scale, and then the daily.
Yeah.
And I never thought about it before this conversation either.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like this topic. It just came up and y'all were receptive to it. So I was so glad. So how were you seeing this in a way of affirmation? I mean, it seems like what we talked about at the beginning is kind of renewal, when you constantly have to do the affirmation work and renew that, you know, in order to remember it. And you just, you have to keep renewing that, you know, just like the other stuff that you were just talking about. So how would we even do that?
I think giving space for it. So I give space to renewal. Or I give space for renewal. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that. Renewal is very appealing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, so I just started reading Untamed by Glennon Doyle.
It's so good.
Oh. Yeah, I was really moved. I'm still in the first half, but and you've read it.
Yes.
I was really moved by how strong her connection with Abby was.
Yeah.
And just how, I mean, it gives me chills, like just how cool that must be to experience. And I very much look forward to that, but like how magnificent, you know? Yeah. But she talks a little bit about renewal. That's the part where I was just reading. And it just is so inspiring, because it's just like birth, right? We birth projects, we birth children, we birth a new self, right? Or is it a renewal, or is it just a newal?
Annual.
Right? Like what is the definition of renewal?
I'll look it up for you right now. Annual. That's funny. An instance of resuming an activity or state after an interruption. The action of extending the period of validity. Oh, wait, no, that's not it.
No, but
replacing or repair of something that is worn out, run down, or broken. The state of being made new, fresh, or strong again.
Yes. And so as soon as you said an instance of resuming an activity or state after an interruption, I immediately think of yes, it is renewal, because what we are trying to get back to is our, I don't know if intrinsic is the right word, but like our intrinsic or our inherent selves, that the core and essence of who we are and who we were before we got conditioned to be a certain way. As in Untamed, right, at 10 years old, and she started to be told, like, this is how you're supposed to behave, to dress, what you should like, what you should not like. And so we essentially need to renew and resume the activity of being who we truly are and we're meant to be again, because we've lost that along the way.
Yes, it's like an undoing of these external pressures and forces, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the way I've felt it. You know, I've just felt like it's a freeing thing. And you do, when you feel renewed, you definitely feel clean, light, bright, free, for sure. Anything does, you know, bringing it back to life. Like you said about birth, you know, I think that's why it came up so much for me on my birthday too. I really felt that.
Yeah. It's such a reflective time, right? So when you look at the scale of renewal from like a grand scale, it is a year, certainly a yearly, inquisitive time during birthday time. Mm-hmm. right? And then you can break it down monthly for women. Although, and I don't know if men go through any sort of emotional cycle or what they're, I think there still might be something cyclical there. So much of nature and our lives are cyclical, right? Mm-hmm. Like when you look at trees, it's rings, like flowers grow in circles. There's a lot symbolically there. But yeah, like I've got a birthday coming up. And so it's like, how much reflection do I want to do? Honestly, I think there's a bit of fear around renewal as well, because we're so used to this story that we've had for many, many years about our life, about who we are, our place in the world, and renewing to who we were meant to be is the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
So renewal feels very positive. But when I guess when I look a little bit deeper into that, what am I letting go of to get to renewal?
Yes, because like in my case, you know, sometimes it's somebody, like it's like a marriage, or it's a, you know, it could be something pretty serious, or, you know, letting go of old ways and patterns of of being with certain people that they've grown accustomed to, and then you're faced with their reaction of that, right?
Yeah, and that's tough, but it's easier said than done, but it's not our responsibility to make sure that they adjust to our renewal.
Yes. Right, like, right.
You know, and that's where we have to do what is best for us.
Yeah, we do. We really do. And I mean, in the big picture, is renewal ever not good for us?
I don't think so.
I don't think it can be.
I think it's always going to be great.
I do too. So I make space for renewal. You think that's, I think that's good.
I think so, because I think that we, I think with what you and I just over the last week of just having things and not making the space, it's really important to make the space. And even if you're still taking time for affirmations or meditation every day, it's making space for renewal energetically or relationally. So if I need to renew, then I need to create space and maybe remove a friendship that no longer serves me, or that's no longer what it, what each party needs it to be in their life, right? So there's, like the energy renewal of all of that, and it's creating space, whether physically rearranging your home in a way that is new and different.
Mm-hmm.
So I think space includes time, physicality, relationships, all of that.
I completely agree with what you just said, because you read my mind like five times during that, during what you just said. I was like thinking, I would think it and then you say it, and I was like, oh, okay, she's got it. I make space for renewal. But I mean, you know, what you said in the leading into that is exactly what we started out talking about. And it's just that making space and remembering that that is where our renewal happens, and how important and crucial it is to anything we're doing. Otherwise you're just going to feel like crappy through the day, through the weeks, and then you forget, and then it just snowballs. So we need the renewal to just stay daily renewal.
And embrace practice. It too, right? So so practice it, create space for it, and really embrace it.
Yeah.
Because I could see myself, and I think I have seen this probably over the past few years that I've been really intentionally doing a lot of work, that it seems like it's taken a long time, because I think probably I've staved off a lot of renewal because I don't know what it looks like on the other side. And so I want to embrace what that unknown just embrace the unknown, create space for it.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Good. I challenge you to do this on your birthday this year.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Yeah, I know. It's like, no, I can do it. I can do it. I will do it. Do you have any other thoughts on renewal or?
No, I mean, I do. I have some things for my intro, but essentially for this, I feel like this was really the right thing for us, like for the affirmations and stuff. I love it. So I make space for renewal. I love it. So it's beautiful. Well, thank you, Jill, for another awesome episode of Go F Yourself. And anything you need to add before we go?
Just for you know, often I say I do reminders because it's really a reminder for myself. But I think a little bit more about embracing the journey of what it looks like, because it could one day could be really great and embracing the unknown and feeling really renewed. And then the next day you could feel maybe taking a step, like you've taken a step back, right. You know? So just ebbing and flowing with it, knowing that you're ultimately renewing and going through a renewal, but there might be a day or two or a week where it feels stagnant.
Yeah.
But to stick with it and know that you're still on the right path, still in a good place, working toward renewal.
And I think, yes, precisely. And the more you do it, the more you know that that's going to happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or the more secure you can feel like, all right, this down period won't last.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So awesome. Yeah. Well, go F yourself all week. And thank you so much. People, of course, can find you at _JillMargaret_ or at stickwithit.co on Instagram or online. Yeah, of course. I know we need to make a book of Go F Yourselves.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
We should. I know, we should. All right. Love you, Jill. Thank you so
love
much
you.
Again. Go F yourself.
You F yourself.
Everyone, and welcome to BYOB, Build Your Own Brain, Brand, and Biz.
Yeah.
Just like that intro.
I did. Oh, it's fantastic. You need to do that every time.
I do. I need to just do a big intro every time. But hey, if we're renewing things, feeling renewed, then why not? No time like the present. So hello, Bijou Finney. And tell me, you are in a period of not only upheaval, but renewal, I would say. So I bet this topic spoke to you.
Yeah. It spoke to me. I always try to think about what I want to talk about with each theme. And the day that you messaged me, I felt it was really interesting. There's three different things that happened that all had that theme. One of them was I was listening to this. It was like a live that this girl that does amazing work with like teaching coaches how to be better coaches. She basically was like, renew your vows with yourself and your business. And I really liked that. And then I listened to this other thing about like, basically it's about, renewing or reviving your gut health, but how much it helps your brain. And it was all about like these business guys and how their schedules made them really sick and made them not able to do business well. And then they basically just fix their gut health and then they're all better. And then there was another one on dopamine with your phone and how you should just put your phone away more often and have a cleanse so you can renew and like just basically not be so attached to your phone. And all of that was just like hit me all at once in one day. And I was like, whoa, all these things have the same theme. And it's just like the day after Amy messaged me.
Isn't that weird how that happens?
Yeah. But yeah, it's also amazing. Like, it was the Heal Thyself, podcast about, being obsessed with your phone, which I guess I am. He was like reading the signs of it and I was like, yep.
I am. If it makes you feel any better, I know I am. And it's bad.
Well, it's hard.
It's bad.
Because like we do business on our phones. Like,
we do everything.
I manage multiple people's Instagrams. I do my own. I really like feel since I'm out in the middle of nowhere that it's my way to connect with people. But now since I touch it so much, it's turned into like my nervous tick.
Me too.
And that's horrible. And that's what's, I guess what I wanted to talk about today was I know that cell phones are so important for our businesses and our lives right now, especially if we are being socially distanced. Maybe we feel a little alone, so we're like reaching out more on social media, alone time. And so it's kind of like we were probably going to self-soothe with our cell phones, especially if you're doing business on your cell phone, like you're always on Zoom, you're always on your computer, and all of that blue light and all of that dopamine and everything that's getting triggered whenever you're getting notifications or when you're sitting in front of a computer all day, those really deplete your body and your brain. And so I wanted to kind of talk about taking time away from all of that to either just put it aside or go into nature or unplug your wireless like router at night. So what do you think about that? Do you think that you could do that?
I don't know. But like, I agree with what you were saying about like, I wanted to ask more about how do you unplug from that and still have your business when it's so tied to that. Like that's so hard to do because, you know, I'll like do things that are related to business or an Instagram account I manage, which would be Austin 360 Radio. And then, you know, you get sidetracked by something else, something fun. You go down a little rabbit hole, then you come back to where, you know, it's like, maybe part of it is setting those limits. I've tried to set those limits where they set like a timer thing, you know, and they set like, it tells you it'll cut it off. But I had to stop that. I was like, this is annoying. I know I have the discipline. And I don't look at it at night. I do turn it off at night. I silence everything. I don't look at anything at night. So I'm pretty good about that, like setting my parameters around that. But I do look at it until bedtime, essentially, you know?
Yeah.
And could I do that? Yeah, I mean, I feel like, yes, I think I could. And I did once when I was first splitting up for this divorce and everything. So it was more personal, you know, than business related. It was like, I needed that space from it.
Yeah.
And it helped me mentally for sure. And Jill's done it. She's cut herself off from it.
I feel like the detoxes are really important because honestly, if I'm really honest with myself, if I don't set certain rules or have a plan, it's easy for me to go down those rabbit holes. And then when I think about how much time or my business, I don't think that the answer is yes. Like for instance, I was thinking about how could I really detox more from my cell phone? And it's kind of like, yes, you manage all these Instagram accounts or you're constantly doing email and whatnot. But if you gave yourself a strict schedule and you really stick to posting when you say you're going to, and then you get off, I feel like it's the only way I'm going to be able to do it. And it's actually going to do the business a lot more good because it's a consistent schedule that I'm really sticking to rather than when I feel like posting and when I don't.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of just like, I have to try that because if I don't, I'm going to get burned out and I'm going to make myself sick and I'm going to end up messing with my brain. And I'm trying so hard to have brain health lately that I'm just going to be a hypocrite if I don't take this seriously as well.
Ooh, I like that. That's right. If we're serious about brain health, we have to do that. That is an excellent point. And I think you're right. And like, and I mean, like your posts will be stronger and everything if you're just sticking in that mindset at a certain time.
Yeah.
I like that. Mm-hmm. I need to do that too. And I want to do that. And I think that's more effective for me anyway than using an app like Later or something where it posts, where you set up all the posts for certain times. Do you use those?
I have used them in the past. I don't know if I'm going to necessarily do that. Maybe I will, but I kind of like what I've at least planned on doing. I went down an organization rabbit hole, and I've been like, trying to organize my life because my brain feels so overwhelmed lately. Kind of like Tim Ferriss, he says that your brain is supposed to come up with ideas, not hold them. And when you're trying to hold all those ideas in your brain all the time and juggle them, it just exhausts you and it makes you feel overwhelmed. And so I've been trying to not feel so overwhelmed by everything I have going on. So I need to put it out in front of me. So I've been using Roam and Notion and Trello to basically organize a lot of things. And I was going to kind of put this together for everybody, a link to like my notes on these three things. They've been really helping me to figure out how to get things done in a really effective way. And just in 1 week of like messing with it, I feel like I had a lot of fantastic energy because I post on all the accounts, and I was like already had ideas about what I wanted to post about. So then I had, like you said, a lot more energy behind it. It was a lot more thoughtful, and it was just like, wow, this makes a difference. I hope I can sustain this going forward.
Sometimes I get scared about sustaining stuff, you know, like I'm like, oh God, am I going to be able to maintain this and sustain it? I get nervous about that all the time because I've been trying to post more on my own personal and like up that and be more consistent. And I really got after it for a week. And then I was like, wait, am I annoying? Like, anyway, so.
The answer is no.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I know. So anyway, I totally get it. I want to circle back to something you said earlier. I want to ask you about when you said renew vows with yourself. Is that just another way of saying connecting back with your intentions and staying like focused on those?
Mm-hmm. I guess it's
back
to the root of why you do what you do. Because I think
our values worksheet, yeah. Basically.
Yeah. When you're doing so much all over and over and over again, it's easy when jobs that aren't meant for you come up or clients that aren't meant for you come up. You feel, if you're in the mindset of lack, or negativity, not in a negativity, like bad way, just like, you don't have enough, you might take that. And, but they weren't right for you and they suck your soul more than they would if you were really into them. So I think one of my things that I got from that podcast was that I need to be really sticking to my values on everything. I need to only work with clients that I know I'm going to love working with. I need to be working on projects that aren't just trendy right now that I know that I'm going to love and want to learn a lot about. And so that was kind of like, it really made a big difference because it kind of reminded me of why I do what I do. And I guess it was the motivation that I needed because right after that, I got really motivated and organized and I'm trying to run with this momentum and see how long I can keep it going.
That's good. I like that. So you talked about like the project thing that you mentioned where you say, I'm working on projects that are aligned for me and aligned with my values. Like that's easy. You look back at it and you're like, I feel good about what I'm working on. But then the other part of it where you're like, okay, I have to have these values aligned in everything I do, including like the scheduling and how I'm working. What about the times that those falter because, you know, they can. Are you beating yourself up about that? Or are you like, are part of your values like, you know what, I cut myself some slack. I am easier on myself in those moments when I don't reach all the way. Like, what does that look like? Do you understand the question saying?
No, I think honestly, when I did get super motivated about getting organized, because I do have the brain type where I need to have a lot of plates spinning in the air for me to like keep moving and running. And if I don't have enough going on, I'll get a little bit like complacent and I get a little bit like shiny ball syndrome. And so my focus is really important that I have the right plates in the air spinning, but it's going to exhaust me if I don't have the organization that I need. So I'm finally, as I get older, getting to know myself really well and know that I need to have some rules set in place, or I need to have certain things to motivate me. So then that's when I went on that rabbit hole, and there was this guy talking basically about the GTD method, which is like getting things done. Drew told me about it, and it's basically a map of your day. And he is like, stop with your squishy lists. He was like, you can't just have a list that says mom on it. It needs to say an actionable, like with a verb, call mom. And if you can't get it done in 20 seconds, then you like put it on the bigger list. But if you can get it done in 20 seconds and you just do it right then. And I was like, that little bit of like advice really changed the rest of my day. And that's when I started getting into the whole, how can I map out this method on Notion and on Realm? And my brain is exhausting if I don't have it put out on paper in front of me. And so then just realizing that about myself, I think, is what I needed. But if I end up faltering in the self some slack, but I'm honestly sick of not being organized. I'm like sick of not following through with great ideas that I've found on the internet. So
good.
Yeah. I got time. I better figure out how to better myself and get serious about it.
Sometimes I think it's as simple as that, just getting sick of the other thing. Yeah. 'Cause that's what I've been doing like lately. I'm like, eh, I'm sick of that. I'm sick of feeling bad. So I'm not going to anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, honestly, just get to that point, and that's the only way that we're going to transition. Drew is like, what got into you? And I'm like, I'm just sick of not being this, you know?
Yeah.
Like that, you can make a decision that fast if you want to.
I love being organized. I'm a pretty organized person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It makes me a little, yeah, I'm a Virgo. I'm very much a Virgo, but I've always like really enjoyed a nice organized everything. So, but you know what, but in business, I wouldn't say I'm near as organized as I need to be. I get overwhelmed by the technology pretty easily, and I can, it can be frustrating because it's like what we talked about, I don't know, a couple weeks ago or whatever, where you get overwhelmed by all of it, you know, instead of just doing the next thing. You go like, oh my God, how am I ever going to figure out how to publish my book? And then you're like, I haven't written a word. So it's like, why don't you write a word first? And then, you know, we'll worry about that down the road.
There was a few times where I was watching this guy's like video on how to set up the organizational method. And he went on this sentence rampage, and it hurt my brain. I literally could feel the twisted face that I had. And so I stopped and I was like, fuck this, I can't do it. And then I was like, no, walk away. So I walked away, got a sip of water, came back, and I was like, I'm going to figure this out. So then I had to rewind it 3 times for my brain to even understand what he meant. And then I was like, oh. And then right after that, I had to figure out how to put an emoji in it. And then it all just blew up again. Like it was, I mean, there are little things that are going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back, but you kind of just have to keep coming back to it.
Was this the guy that was talking about the squishy list?
No, it was a different guy. I was listening to so many different people about how to get this one organizational method done. And I'm like, I am not. And when it comes to work, I can kind of be organized. But when it comes to my life, I'm honestly not very organized. I have a messy day. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of not being able to find things. And I'm sick of not being able to get things done when I want to get them done. I feel like sometimes the weight of everything that I have to do seems a lot bigger because it's not all mapped out in a pretty little picture for me. So then I get overwhelmed and then I just get stationary. So yeah, I think that it's time that things change for me in that sense.
It's funny, when I get overwhelmed, I organize. I always have, like, I'll like clean out drawers, my closet, my vanity, my kitchen drawers, like my junk drawer, you know, people look at my junk drawer and they go, what? Like, why does this look so neat? I'm like, oh no, it's messy right now. But that's what I do. I think it gives me some peace of mind. Well, Marie Kondo that shit.
I wish that was mine. I need to start doing that, because what I do is I garden, and I'm not allowed to have any more houseplants. I think I got my limit. So until I can have a garden in the spring, I might as well get organizing.
And you know what? You're going to feel so much better when you do, or when you are. You already feel better. And it is good for your brain. It really, really is. And when you have methods in place where you can put ideas, I use my notes app. I keep it pretty simple. I just, on my phone, I know, but I do use my notes app all the time. And I just constantly write things down, and then I'll review it. And it's really helpful. I'll even keep like ideas of posts that I want to post, you know, or just little things to jog my thoughts. And it helps a lot. It helps me. But I wouldn't say it's that organized, but I do try to go back and clean it out every now and then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, any
app would
go ahead.
Want to throw up.
Don't show me. Actually, I want to see.
No. It's like my panty drawer. No one can ever see it.
Mine are folded and organized. All my thong underwear are folded neatly stacked.
Oh my God. Everyone should take a picture of their panty drawer right now and post it. It's a challenge, and it's going to
show
who you are as a person.
Hashtag rock your underwear. Thank you. Anything to add before we go?
No, I mean, I guess, do you have any advice on, have you had a renewal type week, or what are you thinking?
Yeah, I have. And that's going to be my intro. And I mean, I drew a renewal card.
Wow.
And for me, it's been about like connecting to your base chakra, your red. And I've been in a period of renewal, and I'm still in it. And, you know, I'm going to be starting a new show still have a new podcast too. I had my birthday. I put new pictures out, and I'm just feeling better in general, and almost done with my divorce. So yeah, for me, it's a big period of renewal, which I'm very excited about.
Awesome. I'm happy.
Yeah. Me too. I'm excited. So, well, good. Thank you. And everybody can connect with you at Story by Style, Story X Style on Instagram. That's the best place to find Miss Bijou Finney. Thank you for building your brain, brand, and biz with me again this week, cool. Bijou. All right. There's a resource roundup of what we covered today on my blog at amyedwards.com/blog. You can go there for links to what we mentioned in the episode. And there's a link to that post in the episode description, wherever you're listening. Thank you so much to our Rock Your Life contributors, Jill Faulkner of Go Af Yourself. You can find her at _JillMargaret on Instagram, or at stickwithit.co on Instagram or online. And Bijou Finney of BYOB, Build Your Own Brand, Brain, and Biz. You can find at Story by Style, Story X Style on Instagram. If you'd like to share your thoughts with me, well, you can find me too at Real Amy Edwards on Instagram, or email me, amy@amyedwards.com. And don't forget, please rate, review, subscribe, all those kind of good things. It really makes a difference, and I am so, so grateful. So grateful for that, grateful for you. Thank you so much for being here today and talking about renewal. And remember, when you're feeling that chaotic energy, or you're feeling in a time of renewal, maybe this uncertainty, this fear of change, this something maybe in your gut, maybe deep down, use that to ground yourself. Use that as an indicator that you can sit for 5 minutes, and you can focus on that root chakra, and you can focus on getting grounded and what that means and how that will bring more of a stable foundation. And you can feel like you can stand on your own two legs through any change and through any renewal. And that's a beautiful thing. Thank you so much for being here today and rocking everything with me. I'm Amy Edwards. And peace, love, light, joy, abundance, wealth, happiness, all those wonderful things to you and yours. I love you. Till next time.